come on, man. And with the local DVD news, Edo Kuje with a triumphant comeback. For a solo but tonight, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years, I'm rocking my pants. What's up with the fear? Making it big,
down like a this is Free Talk Live. And that's very funny, Mark. Thank you.
Nice. You like the don't call it a comeback?
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And here I am, a day early.
That's right. Ian Freeman, day 58, I believe it was. On my little piece of paper here. Yep, day 58 of the Ian Freeman incarceration count up. This is the end of it all.
Woohoo! I thought I was going to be in for longer than Sam Dobson, who was in prison for 58 days, but it looks like we got a tie.
Oh, well, there's some kind of synergy there. Yeah. It's wonderful.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's good to be back. So I guess probably the first question is, why am I out a day early?
Why are you out a day early? I walked into the studio or the building here, and you're standing there. I was completely stunned. I had no idea why you were going to be out. You were supposed to be out tomorrow at the earliest.
Well, apparently the word got out on Facebook fairly quickly. I haven't even logged into Facebook. There's like 1,000 messages just in my Facebook alone, which I'm not looking forward to catching up on. But essentially, I was working in the kitchen at the jail today, as I've been doing on a lot of the days there. Busy chopping an onion when I was told to come out to booking with one of the officers. And he's like, don't worry, you're not in trouble. And I said, well, what's this all about? And he said, I don't know. So when I get out there, the superintendent of the jail, Rick Van Wickler, who's also a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, was standing there. And he goes, he was wearing his suit, as he normally does. So I said, Ian, would you like to get out a day early? And okay. Apparently, they'd already bagged up all of my stuff from the cell. A friend of mine here in town said that it'd be funny if I'd said no.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Because then they would have had to put all my stuff back in the cell, or who knows what they would have done, push me out the door. I don't know.
They would put you out the door.
Yeah, but yeah, they were ready to have me leave. And, in fact, they gave me a ride back back into town.
Interesting.
They didn't want me calling Pork 411 to, get somebody, because I don't know who to call. It's
they didn't want the party to show up tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
You figured it out. That's exactly what this was about. Because people knew that, some people in town knew that I was getting out tomorrow at 9 a.m. And so I think Pete Nademo from LibertyOnTour.com and CopBlock were going to come with Marv, and they were going to have signs made up, and probably people would have come in Marv. And so they would have, they would have had people, Free Staters, Liberty activists at the jail, and we know they don't like that because they arrested a dozen Liberty activists over a year ago at the jail and banned us all from being there with a no trespass order.
Which is obviously their new move nowadays with banning people from all sorts of areas.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all have talked about that on the air, but Derek, our very own Derek here, has been banned from Central Square along with a couple other great activists in the area, Ryan and Roz, all three of them banned for a year from what is supposed to be a common area.
Yeah, it's really bizarre. I mean, that being banned from a particular park and, of course, having to pay for that park in the form of taxes.
Right. Right. That's the real, I mean, that's the most insulting thing about all of this is that I'm paying taxes to put myself and my friends and people I don't even know who haven't harmed anyone else, which, to me is the real story of the jail. And one of the things I want to do when I get a chance is blog about, I've been taking notes about some of the people that I've met, is kind of blog about their stories. Not necessarily use their names because I haven't asked them if I could, but to just tell their stories about, why they're there. Why are people sitting in this jail? There's so many of them that don't need to be. It's just sick.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what the prison industrial complex is essentially turned into.
It's one thing to look at the statistics, right? I mean, you can say, oh, America's got the most imprisoned people of the entire world, and there's all kinds of just shocking statistics. But when you actually get to dig into the stories, that's when it really starts to, I think it really hits home for people. And a lot of people don't want to pay attention to the jails. They just want to look up, oh, there's the jails where all the bad people are. And they want to pretend as though, well, it's only bad people that would be in there, when I think that probably the majority of that jail doesn't belong there.
Gotcha. So, what do you want to do now that you're out of jail? You've been in jail for almost 2 months.
I took a nice walk when they let me off downtown. I had my big bag of jail stuff with me, so they don't
bag of crap.
They don't actually take you to your home or anything like that. And thank goodness it wasn't in the middle of January, because I would have been walking in my summer clothes.
Well, where'd they drop you off?
Where?
Yeah, where?
Downtown Keene, the Greyhound stop.
Wow.
Yeah, you can either go to the Greyhound stop or the hospital, and so I went to the closest one. And so
they offer that ride to you from the jail to everyone?
Well, no. What they try to do is get you to have someone pick you up. So the
but
rule,
they don't want you getting having somebody pick you up.
Right, there's that.
There you
but
go.
The rule is that you're supposed to have somebody with a driver's license show up to get you. Now, it's 10 o'clock. Most of my friends are working, and I didn't want to bug you, Mark. You live out of town. And so I said, maybe I'll call port 411. This is a system we have here that allows activists to communicate and leave a voicemail. It gets blasted out to email addresses all over the place. I'd heard people call port 411 from jail before to say, hey, I'm out. Can someone come get me? This is a great way to get the word out that you're out. And somebody then calls the jail back and says, yeah, I can come get you. So that's what I had proposed to the guards. Well, okay, you guys can call this number because they wouldn't let me do it. So, here, just call this number and let them know that I'm out. And somebody will call back. Give the number, they can call back, and they'll get back to you. And they decided they didn't want to do that, so they then decided to give me a ride. Normally, they wait all day. So if you can't contact, like if you're just regular Joe getting out of jail, yeah, they're gonna make you sit there all day long until you can find somebody. And if you finally can't find somebody, maybe then they'll get
you. Why wouldn't you just walk at that point?
They won't let you.
You're kidding me.
That's free, but
you can't walk away.
That's the claim.
What happens if you run away?
You're stuck in booking until they let you out.
Okay.
You're behind UL certified
gotcha.
Gunfire proof doors level 6.
Level 6. Cuz 5 wasn't good enough.
Yeah. UL certifies bulletproof doors. Just to let you know.
Bet they do.
Someone's got to test them, make sure they're bulletproof.
Mhm.
So it how's it feel? What are your thoughts about being free now?
You know, it's interesting. You probably can relate more so than anybody. Prison for nine years, you didn't have any thoughts.
I didn't really. No, I was just like, you're trying to figure out things, and I was stunned. Yeah, most of the time.
Well, it would have.
I just wanted to play with
the
dogs.
Was it like a fish out of water thing for you? I mean, having
extraordinarily.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, for me, it wasn't that. It's only been 2 months. But there was, I think, a factor of, like, my synapses hadn't fired. I hadn't seen these surroundings for a while. And so just being back in the studio, being with some of my friends I hadn't seen in a little while, even if I'd seen them in, like, on the visit that they have at the jail,
right,
it's like a
that.
Video visit.
Yeah.
And you're looking, basically, it's like a low-res webcam.
It's a terrible way
it's
to visit.
Awful.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see people in person, it's just kind of a weird, that person's smaller than I remember them. And it's a weird feeling, and it's like everything's kind of new again. At the same time, it's not.
It kind of feels like, that when you go back to the old school or the old homestead or whatever, and you get a chance to walk around this place that maybe you grew up or
a little bit, yeah.
Whatever.
Nostalgic.
And it has that feeling.
I don't think, I didn't feel like nostalgic to me. Maybe it hadn't been long enough.
Okay.
But it was just, just a kind of an odd feeling that you can't get any other way than just being away from something for a long time.
Sure. Everything's exactly as you sort of imagine it to be, but, you're just not used to it. And yeah.
Some things have changed.
Yeah.
There's different construction going on in town that hadn't been going on. The leaves have changed colors as well. So we're about to peak, not quite, maybe another week or so, but fall's coming up here in New Hampshire, which is always beautiful.
Well, and things around the house too. I mean, that you come back to your home, the place that you've known for quite a while. Well, since you've been here in Keene, and there are other changes. There's people here now. There's porch has been redone, things like that. So, I think, I don't know. A lot of people wanted to have things in order so that when Ian came home, it was like, oh, this is awesome. This is like, a lot of individuals and activists wanted to sort of really show that. When Ian isn't here, it doesn't mean that things stop. That no, we continue to grow and evolve.
I hope the government people figure that out because things certainly did continue while I was in jail.
Activism essentially had been on the back burner as far as civil disobedient type activism had not been really taking place here in Keene until you went to jail. So I don't know if that.
Been a coincidence.
Whatever. I mean, I hope that they correlated in their minds that, look, locking people up isn't an effective way to do away with civil disobedience.
Apparently, speaking of that, there's apparently a new fashion statement amongst disobedient activists to continue wearing their jail bracelets. Derek, who was arrested a couple times since I was in jail, was actually wearing his on the recent episode of Free Keene TV, and the guys in jail loved it, man. They thought that was great because we were watching it in there. It's like a real fashion statement.
If you want to give Ian a call, talk, you know, ask him some questions about jail, 855-450-3733, or call in with whatever you want.
Yeah, please.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author, John C. Maxwell.
If you want to become a better leader, you can't focus on rules and procedures to get things done or keep things going. You must develop relationships. Why? Because the people are who get things done, not the playbook. The people are responsible for an organization's success. And for that reason, they are its most valuable and appreciable asset. Growing as a leader takes time, but it takes no time at all to let others know that you value them, expressing appreciation and taking interest in them personally. If you're in a position of authority, always remember, people, not position, are a leader's most valuable asset. Invest in them, and you'll never regret it. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com?
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better, debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.
Now. More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. And if you have a company that needs to try something new, perhaps in the areas of accounts receivable,
SACL CAI can handle it for you. They handle collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. I was just sitting, as a matter of fact, with Jason Osborne last night. He was in the studio doing the show.
The man behind SACL CAI.
That's correct.
Jason Osborne is awesome.
And it was great having him in, and we had a good time after the show. Went out to grabbed a cocktail. It's a lot of fun.
Good for you.
So,
that's
give us a call.
Inevitable when it comes to Jason.
Yeah, that's, he does, does like to keep it real. 855-450-3733. So, Ian, would you like to do a real radio program instead of talking about your adventures in jail?
Yeah, I'm not here to talk about myself all night. Absolutely. I mean, certainly it was an interesting experience, and I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for anybody, but you might as well go in with a positive attitude,
well,
and that's what I did.
One thing I want to bring up just briefly is the keen spiritual retreat sort of attitude that you had. And a lot of people commented, at least a lot of activists that I had spoken with, definitely wanted to, you know, use that same moniker when they were talking about, you know, what you were going through and how it was affecting you and the idea that you were remaining positive. And every visit that people talked about, they were like, Ian's positive. He's, you know. So
sure.
What aspect of that, you know, do you think was fulfilled as far as your own, you know, spiritual retreat needs or whatever?
Right. Did you reach nirvana?
I don't think so. But all that said, I did do some, I did learn about Buddhism while I was in there, as a matter of fact, as well as.
That's a title for the show prep here. Ian reaches nirvana.
As well as. I read the Quran and did some more research on Islam. As
40
well.
Versions?
No, I didn't see anything about that in the Quran. But anyway, so yeah, it was actually Sam Dodson who was on this show for quite a bit of time from the Obscure Truth Network who came up with the old Westmoreland Spiritual Retreat, which is where the jail used to be located, which is nearby Keene, and it then moved last year into Keene within the political designation known as Keene. And now it's in a much better position, by the way. It's right on, like, one of the main highways, if you want to call it
what
that.
What do you mean a better position?
Well, it's easier to access. It's closer.
For whom?
To drive as long. Well, for people in Keene.
I see.
And so, you know, you can go there, and it's easier for people driving by to see. So when people are doing some sort of a protest or outreach, as folks did at one point.
Certainly.
The cars can actually see them instead of being back in the, you know, backwoods of a small town.
Right.
So, I mean, its location is good. And so he used to call it that, and I when I first heard that, I thought, well, that's really, you know, not only is it clever, but I think it also puts things in perspective that most people wouldn't really consider when they're going to jail. And, of course, some jails are better than others, and as I indicated in several blog posts over at freekeen.com, this jail is like the Club Med of jails. I mean, there are a lot worse places that you could spend time.
I would concur with that.
Than this jail, like specifically Maricopa County with the psychotic Joe Arpaio, sheriff. And so being in a place like this where the superintendent of the jail is himself a law enforcement against prohibition member, you know, kind of gives you a little bit of an inkling of what you're getting into. You know, some of the guards there understand that prohibition is a really bad idea, so I had some conversations with them about, you know, a few different issues. But, yeah, going into it with a positive mindset is really important. And that's what I did actually back in Westmoreland when I was in there for, you know, a few days about four years ago or so. And I felt like going into it with a positive mindset helped kind of set the tone for the entire experience. That's what I did in this particular instance. And I thought it worked out really well. Did that answer your question?
Yeah, I think, well, part of the good thing that comes about from that is when people go to visit you, and, you know, a lot of individuals, they feel bad for you being in jail, of course. They feel bad for anyone being in jail, let alone, you know, one of their good friends. But for them to go there and then come out from this visitation experience and be positive in their own, you know, it's sort of like you spread the positive message
to them.
Oh, so
you felt like it affected them.
Yes. And I think they came out of the jail instead of being all down and sort of depressed that their friend was in jail. They were like, oh, well, he seems to be doing good. And you know what? We should do stuff. We should be, you know, feeling the same way, sort of that sort of attitude. So I think that was very good for the people that value your friendship.
Yeah, I got some mail from people I'd obviously never even heard of before while I was in there. I got a whole stack of mail over 2 months that I was in there, and thank goodness for mail@jail.com, which really made it easy for people to reach out to me. And of course, I replied to pretty much everyone that gave me a return address, unless they specifically asked not to be replied to, except for the people that were like in New Zealand, because I didn't know how many stamps to put on there. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to most of the international listeners. I had no idea what the postage was. I didn't want to put on too few stamps and then have it get sent back.
Or too many and pay too much.
Well, I wasn't too concerned about that, but I mean, I only have so many stamps at any given time. But some people would write to me, and there was a guy who appears to work for a newspaper in Toledo. Who was like sending? He was actually sending me the paper, and then when he would send me envelopes, it would be from The Blade, which is the name of the paper. So it was like business station, you know, like a business envelope. So it seemed like he worked there, and so he was cutting out the Sudoku from the newspaper and sending that to me. It's like, here, in case you know, you need to fight the boredom. I have to tell you, I'm sorry, but I didn't play any. I played no mind games while I was in there.
Really?
I was so busy working in the kitchen, replying to letters, and reading books because I hardly ever make time to read books on the outside. I really should, and so this was my time to actually read some stuff.
Yeah.
And so I did, and I didn't get to read everything I wanted to. I was actually I'd planned on finishing a book tonight. In the cell block, and, well, they let me out early, so I wasn't able to finish it, so...
Kicked you out a day early.
A couple people that sent me books, so I didn't get to read them, unfortunately.
So what are your thoughts on civil disobedience for yourself going into the future? I imagine, you've at this point, this was a real hit. I know you didn't expect to go to jail at the time you did.
True. I expected to be able to be out on 30 days' worth of appeal, which is always the way it's been in the district court, but this particular judge didn't care about that. He just sent me right to jail.
And you didn't have an opportunity to sort of get set, get
right.
Everything in a row, so it was, there was...
You got thrown to the wolves, and from what I understand,
initially.
You did a good job.
That's what people say. I don't think the show.
I definitely want to say it. Mark has definitely increased his skills with the radio show. Is
he
that
thinks you're just blowing smoke.
No.
I think that he's right that I have increased my skills.
Well,
he
good.
Has definitely increased.
But
his
that doesn't
skills.
Make me good.
No, it makes you better.
It makes you better.
Yeah. That's on the path to good is better.
No, the path to good is better. You're not born being good at radio. It takes practice. Yammering into a microphone.
Well, regardless of what Mark says, I think all the listeners and the fans of the show, people, you just definitely thank Mark because he has definitely shouldered the load for a while and he's done a great job. And regardless of his modesty and whatever,
and Mark, I appreciate modesty.
I'm not modest.
Well,
that's true.
He's
not a
modest
person.
Mostly modest.
He's working
mostly
on his nails modest. Right now. As
I am
we
not
speak.
A modest man. I'm telling you that I don't think that the show is good as good with me sitting in the first seat as it is with Ian sitting in the first seat. I tend to stammer a bit more. Then again, Rush Limbaugh stammers all the way through his show.
Did any program directors cancel the show because of you?
No.
Okay.
Well,
then we're
all right. Well, and downloads are not down. Actually, web visits were up by four times. We saw that turned out that was some Turkish spammers.
And buy your Rolex watches.
So, I mean, the web views are, pretty sound. It's interesting. You know, I didn't know that the show was comparable to Neil Bortz and, Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham as far as their website views.
I'm pretty sure it's not.
I think it is.
Well, let's come back with more.
We're going to have to. 855, 453.
Guys, notice things are different now that you're a little older? Girls, notice your guy's not quite the man he used to be? Lower energy, more fat, lower sex drive? It all could be the signs of testosterone levels dropping. It doesn't matter who you are, guys, this will happen to you. But now, for the first time, we can boost testosterone naturally by 61% with Ageless Male, a safe, natural supplement that helps you maintain normal, healthy testosterone levels. Ageless Male is proven in clinical research to safely boost testosterone. By 61%. Healthy testosterone means more vitality, a great outlook, and a healthy sex drive. This is a game changer. Be an Ageless Male.
For your risk-free trial, just call 1-800-350-2122. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-350-2122. That's 1-800-350-2122.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been chatting away with Ian, our normal first chair host, who's sort of stunned and shaken and out of jail.
I'm taking it easy tonight. I wasn't supposed to be on.
Unfolding.
So I figured since I've been up to since 5:30 and have not taken a nap, I'm a little loopy here.
Oh, my goodness. No nap. 5:30.
What time do you get up?
Oh my gosh, you're right. I get up about 8:20.
Okay.
Every
that's three
day.
More hours on me, man.
Yeah, right. Just handle it. It's not like I've never gotten up early and well, not taken
it,
a nap.
Was it easy for you to go to sleep when you were in prison?
Easy to go to sleep?
Like at night, like when lockdown happens?
Dude, I was in prison for 8.5 years. I wasn't in prison. I was living there.
I got gotcha.
Yes, it was easy for me to go to sleep.
It got easier for me over time, but I'm normally somebody that takes a little while to go to sleep anyway. And yeah, you know, probably wasn't getting to bed until like 12 or 1, so we were talking about four hours.
I used earplugs, which had been given to me by one of my the people I worked for. They're contraband, but I had them.
Yeah.
I used earplugs and had a blindfold that I put over my head. I mean, I went to sleep. You know, I'm scared of nothing. They stag me while I'm asleep. Fine, I'm going to sleep. So, you know, I couldn't hear or see. Completely blocked off. Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a new, slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact. It has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun that you must own. Made in America, made for you. Ruger.com.
Yeah, and we have a webcam, too. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com, and you can watch, for whatever reason why you want to do that. I don't
know. To see
know,
Ian.
Yes, and you can see my bushy jail beard.
It's awful.
I haven't.
It's awesome. So awful. It's so awesome.
Well, I don't know if it's awesome, but I can't really grow a full beard because
it makes
kind
you
want to
give you change.
I just can't agree with Mark. That's all.
So terrible.
Go to cam.freetalklive.com.
Somebody actually posted a photograph from the cam up on Facebook, and I just got a notification from it since we're labeled. And you haven't checked your email. You probably have 1,000 emails in there, if not more.
It's more like 2.
I'm sure you do. Clyde is what the guy's name was. Yeah. Did it.
So you had asked a question.
Yeah, I had asked a question before we went to the break, and I'm very interested in the answer.
And we'll still take calls about anything, too.
Absolutely. Right? Still talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I'd like to hear what's going on in New York City.
Indeed. It seems to be picking up momentum.
Anyway, go ahead.
So and you can go back and listen to the shows we've been talking about, Occupy Wall
Thank
Street,
you.
Just about every evening. So. Civil disobedience. You're a big proponent at one point in your life.
Still am.
You seem to have backed off a little bit last couple of years the last year or so since you had a whole bunch of arrests.
When you say backed off, do you mean backed off as in not doing civil disobedience or backed off as in not advocating it?
You certainly haven't been doing it.
Correct. Because, as I pointed out, civil disobedience, when you don't have a whole lot of disobedience... participants, non-cooperatives, when you don't have a lot of them in one place, it means that people get picked off. And that's what we saw with Derek, because he's been arrested 3 times over the summer. I was arrested 3 times last summer. And once those things start to happen to you, the penalties start getting worse and worse. And they just keep racking them up, and they want to punish you and teach you a lesson. And so ideally, a civil disobedience movement should have more than a handful of participants.
Should be hundreds, I would say.
It should be at least dozens, if not. I mean, hundreds would be great. Dozens would be nice, and dozens is certainly more doable in the immediate future. But if it's just a person here or 2 people there, they're going to get nailed and they're going to get put, nailed up against the wall. And that's just how things have been going here for the last several years. There have been some great instances of civil disobedience, like historic stuff. And it's the reason why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I would have moved eventually, but it's the reason why I moved sooner. Because, some of the earliest movers here to
Russell and Kat Channing definitely inspired a lot of people to move, including yourself.
Yeah.
And you have seen it since you've been here, the growth of the amount of disobedience that actually go out and do stuff and get, arrested and go to trial, blah, 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 has increased steadily. And now it's to the point where people are getting arrested. It seems, without even trying, they have no intention, like Jason Talley had no intention of going in there to get arrested for anything. He just simply went there, and by the normal course of his actions...
Went to the courthouse and was arrested for having a video camera.
Right, right. It's just like... And
they're cracking down.
They are.
There's no doubt about that. As to whether or not I'm less of an advocate of it, certainly not. I think that the more people that do civil disobedience, the better. Specifically, non-cooperation. It's one thing to go out and make a point of disobeying something in public. That's usually what civil disobedience is, where you kind of announce in advance, hey, I'm going to go and do this, and it's illegal, and what are you going to do about it? That's more of a civil disobedience approach. Whereas non-cooperation is when they come to you with like a speeding ticket or something. Like you did this recently, Mark. You went to and took a speeding ticket to court. Or even just a parking ticket. Any chance where they're going to aggress against you without you having really done anything on purpose to start something, you didn't mess with a hornet's nest, so to speak, that's when you do non-cooperation. If more people did that stuff, just simple things like not taking the plea deal, going to trial.
You didn't take the plea deal, that's for
sure. Not paying the fine.
And now, to your own detriment, they had offered you a
it's
lower...
It's usually to your detriment to not take the plea deal. Not taking the plea deal is a big picture activism move. And it's not right for everybody. In fact, I've heard there's been some critique recently about, there's a don't take the plea deal. There are flyers that are passed out. There's a website, nevertakeaplea.org, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that's behind Never Take a Plea came to see me in jail recently. He was here visiting New Hampshire. And he says, well, there's this guy online who's been talking out against taking the plea. I said, well, for him, that might be right. He has a family. They count on him. And, if it's not right for everybody to not take a plea. Sometimes your immediate circumstances mean that you have to do it. In my case, I'm fortunate. I don't have kids that are depending on me. I mean, I've got people in business that depend on me to some extent, but thank goodness I've got a great network of friends and associates who help out and who've done a great job in my absence. And so I'm able to do this. I have the financial wherewithal to be able to weather it. So it's either you have to have a decent amount of financial wherewithal or have nothing at all to do civil disobedience.
Yeah, one of the two.
If you're in between, it makes it even worse. But for me, it was a big hit financially. I mean, it wasn't cheap for me to do this. Because I had to hire a contractor to kind of handle things in my absence, some of the things that you just don't have time for, Mark. And but overall, as I mentioned in one of my blogs at Free Keen, was it worth it? Was one of my blogs. You can't just look at things from a financial perspective and say, oh, well, you lose money from doing civil disobedience, so it must not be worth it. That's not why I got into it. I didn't get into it to make a profit.
Right.
You know, when you break the law, you know there's a chance you're going to go to a jail cell. You have to accept that it's likely that you're going to go to a jail cell. If you can't accept that, write a letter to the editor. You know, go run for political office. Do something a little more safe than putting your neck out there for civil disobedience. And not everybody can do it. I mean, as much as it would be great for a bunch of people to do non-cooperation, and I think it would be excellent to encourage more people to do that sort of thing, it's not realistic to believe that it'll ever really catch on. I think, you know, it's not going to catch on fire for people to stop paying speeding tickets. People are scared to death of what the government will do to them and their families or their children and ruin their lives, and for good reason. I mean, they're not done coming after me. I've got another trial coming up, like 7 or 8 weeks from now.
Yeah, you've got another trial, and you could very well end up going back to jail.
Right. I've got a suspended sentence hanging over my head. I've got 9 more months in jail, suspended sentence, suspended for 2 years. So that's one of the reasons why I'm more cautious now. I was cautious before this because I was out on bail, and if you violate bail, they could revoke your bail conditions and put you back in jail. And this is the real dark side of civil disobedience.
Right.
Is that when you start doing non-cooperation and civil disobedience, it is a very empowering thing, and you're encouraged by other people who are doing it, which is why I started. When I moved here, I thought, well, I'm going to come here and I'm going to promote what these guys are doing. These guys are doing awesome civil disobedience. I'm going to talk about it on my radio show. I'm going to record video of it, put it online. And I did that. And at some point I realized, and I don't know what point it was, but at some point I realized I've got to join this. I've got to be a part of this. It's that exciting, that important. And I can't advocate something on the radio that I'm not willing to do myself. So at least that's how I feel.
Right. I've got some questions and thoughts on civil disobedience that I really want to discuss. But what I really want to know is, do you intend to continue doing civil disobedience in the near future while you've got this suspended sentence hanging over your head?
It would be a very poor idea. But we can talk more about it.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call. 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With economic and job-based stress now the leading cause of illness, is your body ready for the hard times ahead? This is Bill Hyde with a special report on staying healthy in hard times. According to a new article in the London Telegraph, job stress associated with the economic downturn has now replaced cancer, stroke, heart attack, and back problems as the number one reason people miss work. In fact, it's now being called the Black Death of our time. This means taking care of your body could be the single most important thing you do, especially in these hard economic times. Recently, we've created a video which you can watch online for free detailing how to make sure your body is ready for the dangerous times we live in. You can find the video at longtermgreen.com. That's longtermgreen.com. Get your body ready for the hard times ahead by watching the free video at longtermgreen.com. The video's available at longtermgreen.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
SACL toll-free call-in line here. Free Talk Live. We've been talking to our main host, Ian, about his adventures in jail and reflections on civil disobedience, that kind of thing. You can call in, comment. If you think that Ian should continue to raise the banner of civil disobedience and charge the enemy lines,
I don't think...
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Well, he can raise the banner without charging.
Yeah. No, no.
Right. I don't think anybody who does civil disobedience can always be on the leading edge of it. I don't think that's possible. You're going to end up in prison at some point. You know, whether it's on a habitual offender status or something like that, or they just finally come up with something to get rid of you, I think it's a really poor idea. And we haven't seen that happen. People coming and kind of go from the spotlight, if you will, generally in the world of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire. I talked about this in one of my blog posts at freekeen.com, my blogs from jail. I think it was a really lengthy one about my reflections on civil disobedience. It was like 20 pages handwritten. And thanks to, by the way, Mike Barsky over at mailtojail.com for transcribing all of that stuff.
Man.
So, you know, I got into this where there have been different waves. So before we moved, Mark, back in 2006, there was like the first wave of the Cannings and Lauren Canario and some of these the earliest movers to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of liberty-minded people all focusing their efforts in one place here in New Hampshire. And that's what got me jazzed up, watching the video of those folks doing civil disobedience. I'm like, wow, this has never happened in the history, at least my living history, of the liberty movement. I've certainly never heard of anything like that happening within the movement. And I thought, gosh, I've got to be a part of this. And so
they made Russell's life a living hell, frankly. I mean, you know.
Well, to be fair to Russell, I mean, he did have a situation with child support that kind of complicated things for him. Kind of getting involved in the system will bring up whatever skeletons might have been in someone's closet. And it's never easy. I mean, we're talking about civil disobedience here. I mean, you look in the past, and in comparison, we've got it easy. No one has turned the fire hose on us, although Derek was sprayed with pepper spray recently.
Yep. The Puritans were killing Quakers for coming to Boston at one point. They were cutting off ears, whipping them through town after town as they got them out of the Massachusetts Bay Colony or Plymouth or wherever they were doing them. So, I mean, yeah. Certainly, your punishments could have been worse.
Right. I mean, you look at what happened to some of Gandhi and Gandhi's followers. I mean, they were physically beaten in many cases, and it's changed.
Just getting back to non-cooperation that you were talking about last segment, is the idea right now, if you want a divorce in these New Hampshire courts, you're waiting 6 months plus for your first hearing. So if individuals are clogging up the court, this don't take a plea deal type stuff, if they follow through, it'll get to the point where they can't schedule cases within a year's time.
You know, it's interesting. They can't do it. And the reason they said that Ian's didn't get a speedy trial was because he didn't demand it. And I'm kind of curious. If he would have demanded a speedy trial at 6 months is supposed to be the limit there. If 5 months and 3 weeks, if he would have demanded a speedy trial at that time, would they have then had to get in within the 6 months because he demanded that time frame?
No, there's no actual date. The 6 month is just in New Hampshire. There's a court case I think that says that within 6 months of the original the court getting the paperwork, they should have filed. They should have scheduled your trial. If they don't, that allows you to have a hearing about the speedy trial. So if it hasn't been 6 months, you can't have a speedy trial hearing until it's been 6 months. So at that point, that's when they get to make all their excuses why they haven't done it.
And whatever excuse seems to fly. Their excuse was, I don't know, it was his fault. I mean, it really amounted to a bunch of crap.
Right. Yeah, it's absolutely true. Let's go to the Cobra Commander, and then we'll continue talking about civil disobedience.
You should take over the front chair here if you want
to. No, I'm just trying to. You're looking at me, so you're not seeing the calls. I can see them from here, that's all.
Let's go to Cobra Commander, calling from his secret base.
Hello, Ian. Welcome back.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
How's the campaign going for president?
Oh, I'm still working on it. It's going pretty strong. I've got more support from military members than any other presidential candidate.
Really?
Wow.
Why? Why is that?
I guess they know who is going to give them the job that they truly need.
You ready to support the military guys? So will all the military guys have to wear those Cobra outfits?
Oh yes, absolutely. They love the blue. Green, they're probably getting tired of the green.
What about that little thing, the bandana they wear over their face? I mean, that has to get uncomfortable wearing that all the time.
Oh no, it keeps the dust and wind and infant blood out of your mouth.
Now wait a minute. This sounds like, by the way, Cobra Commander from G.I. Joe. In case people don't know, when you're dealing with, like, being a soldier in the desert, these guys have, 1,500-pound packs of stuff that they're carrying around. They've got all kinds of equipment on them. I mean, the Cobra uniform is much more streamlined, isn't it? I mean, it's they don't need all that extra stuff.
None of that bulletproofing.
No. Just the killing stuff.
That, and also, I replace their blood and make them cold-blooded.
Oh, wow. That would definitely help in the desert climate.
Yeah, in the G.I. Joe world, nobody seems to ever shoot anybody, so it doesn't really matter whether you have bulletproofing or not.
You mean nobody ever dies? They don't actually fire weapons?
They shoot at, but they never hit.
Yeah. That always bothered me. It always bothered me about cartoons when I was growing up. I mean, I grew up in the 80s and the 90s, and they would shoot the helicopter, and then the helicopter would explode. But everybody, had their parachute out.
Just jumps out. Right. Yeah. It's kind of unbelievable. So what would you like to talk about, Cobra Commander?
Did that frustrate you, by the way, Cobra Commander? Like, you kept trying to kill these guys, and you just never really got anywhere with it.
Oh, it's the thrill of the chase that keeps me going.
I see. So what did you call in to talk about?
I wanted to tell Ian, give him some suggestions, because a month or so, it's a bit too long to spend in jail. He should, next time he should probably have some henchmen with a drill machine that will come up under the prison and he can escape.
Wow.
You know, a drill machine would have been very useful.
They didn't think, I can tell you that, they did not think about the drill machine in designing this prison. It's a $40 million facility. They spent way too much. Apparently, they at one point, in several design flaws, there's one changing room where they didn't put a U-trap in the piping.
Oh, God.
So you can smell urine coming up. It's horrible.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't think they factored in the idea of the underground drilling machine.
You've already done a very good job of reconnaissance, I can tell, for the next time you get locked up.
That's what I like about you, Cobra Commander. You're always thinking up new ideas.
Yeah, the where does one get a drilling machine?
eBay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Buy one, get one free.
Awesome.
I'm going to check it out. Cobra Commander, thanks for the call. You got anything else?
Awesome.
Thank you.
Good luck with the presidential campaign. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing the website.
It's excellent. Cobra Commander in 2012.
Ron Paul, he's got competition.
Yeah, indeed.
I've heard Ron Paul's really taken off, too.
Ron Paul.
Is that true?
Ron Paul's doing well. Herman Cain's campaign is, ramping up. You know, the ex Federal Reserve Chairman of St. Louis.
Like, it'd be one thing to have a pizza dude, like a delivery driver, running for president.
Pizza dude for president.
I don't know about a CEO.
Now, I mean, you know.
Plus, he's a status.
Lots of platitudes and gimmicks and really not a lot of substance to the campaign. I think he's taking off right now, but once people really get a chance to look at the guy,
So I'm glad to hear about Ron Paul doing well.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, we've talked about Ron Paul a few times here on the show, and my position is, as long as he wakes people up to the idea of liberty, I mean, keep going. Just keep waking people up. Keep getting people involved in the ideas, and hopefully they find the Free State Project or Free Talk Live.
There are a lot of people who've come here who've said, I'm here because of Ron Paul.
I'm one of them.
Right, you're one of them.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's a success story that you just can't take back. And anybody that critiques Ron Paul from the so-called anarchist, he's politics, and that's terrible, you shouldn't do politics. Ron Paul's the reason why politics is worthwhile, because it gets the word out. And to get back around to the discussion about civil disobedience, if I've changed my position on anything over the last few years, it's I've changed my position towards getting involved in inside-the-system stuff, because when I moved to New Hampshire, I was pretty jaded against doing inside-the-system stuff. I figured, it didn't work in Florida. It's not going to work in New Hampshire.
Well, a side note, a lot of people call civil disobedience in-the-system activism because you're spending so much time in the courtroom and dealing with the courts.
It's true.
And the bureaucracy.
Right. I mean, if you really want to do outside-the-system activism, tell them to take their courtroom and shove it.
It's just unusual inside. It's not typical inside-the-system activism. But you get my drift. I just think that we have to have I've been up since 5, well-rounded movement in order to achieve liberty in our lifetimes.
Well, you remember the 5th of November money bomb that was
$20 million?
Some huge number that Ron Paul got and all the news he got out of it. They're going to do that again, and they got a new plan. It's called blackthisout.com,
really?
And it is a day, October the 19th.
Can you tell me more about it coming up?
Yeah, we can. I mean, they're advertising on the show. That's why I'm doing it live
better
right now. And you can find out, but we're bonusing them, by the way. So it's blackthisout.com, and get involved. I'm going to, and I would encourage you to too. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.